Hi.
Oh.
Oh, you come to see
Yes.
Miss Carrie?
Yeah.
You have a lot of guests out here, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on in.
can you hear?
Well, I think
it's because
I heard a lot more.
Yeah. Well, if you get to the, I want to know about the D's you have the lean of it.
D's for the what now?
Lean is the dog.
Nancy
bought. Yes, she said, you know, we will sell maybe 7 o'clock in the rain, just as much as 1 acre.
Ain't
a
good
job. No. About a year ago.
She told you she bought
the
land about a year ago?
Well, you remember when they left the land over the
promised land? You mean when the church was
there? Yeah, yeah. Then they said they wanted to get $200 or what?
No, people just donated whatever they wanted to.
Oh, yeah?
And the donations of the church as a whole.
Oh, no, no, no.
Nobody owns the land.
No, I mean, you know, owned it, but I said, somebody gives $200 for each of the donations.
And anybody that wanted to, you know, gave the donation to them, nobody belongs to everyone as a whole. You know, like if you and I went to buy something together, it would just be you and I as a whole. It would be your land, my land, it would be our land.
I just want to find out.
Is that bothering you in some way?
Well, yeah, I know it was, and I just want to find out how did she go in there, how did it come about, as soon as she told me about it.
Oh, what did she say?
Well, she said that...
Oh, I better tell you, I have a hearing. You know what, I just found out last week I have a hearing problem, so... She said, you know, the doctor said to everyone to go to Lyra because I had a strain so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. They speak a lot because I don't need to know. I
don't know. There was just, you know, Ms. Hyden wrote the whole detail of it, but she just said she went and bought some money and then opened up. The promise lady.
She must have been just talking about getting a donation like everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, wanting to see freedom.
Yeah.
You know.
But see, I was saying, well, I went out to you, I was going to ask for it back, but I had it
not. You had a mind to ask for the
back? Right. $200 back.
You wanted $200 back from, I mean, you have anything to show that she even bought, paid $200?
Yeah, I was just wondering that. I don't know if I remember yet.
Did she
have
a receipt for $200?
Yeah, something like that. Some kind of beans or something.
She has beans?
And yesterday.
Did I see
it? No, I can't find them now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a paper concerning something. I don't forgot now. I've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for it. I can't find it yet.
Remember,
Oh, yeah. I've been looking, but I haven't seen it. You know, this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out here. Oh, is that?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
How
are
you
doing?
Okay.
So that was about all I did. You know, I was going to ask you about it, you know. I was going to ask you about this while to what I want to see you.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I've been interested in what been on you for so long. I want to hear anything that if you have any problems, any way that we can help you. If you had a problem with anything, you know, we open, our minds open to whatever you have to say.
No, everything's good.
No
problem.
No problem?
Nothing too soon.
No.
Nothing you need a lot, if things are okay.
No. Everything is good. Just, you know, just time and you know, and take it easy, you know, because that's why I wasn't doing it, you know, you know.
You don't know
whether
you're
going to
stay
here
now or not?
No, I'm on the side of you. For a while, I'm on the side. But now I'm
just not the side. Is your mother going to come up to
me to see you out here? No, it's not my mother. I'm not going to be involved in this. Me, you know, it's myself.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Was that the only thing that she gave that
bothered you? Yeah, that's fine.
That's the sure.
Oh, so one thing, what does follow me by it? You told me at the when I was going like for the week,
mm-hmm.
you said, like you said, Cabone, you said, he said, just bank on him.
Yes.
For what?
Well, usually when people are going through grief like you mm-hmm. were at the time, and as you know when people are really suffering pain,
mm-hmm.
that if you had thought on him, when the hardest pain came, it would be eased at that time. And that is what I was telling you.
Well, look. She was thinking on him all the time, you see, was yet.
What do you mean? I don't understand it.
Well, everything that she said, they said that she didn't have him whatever she died with. So all the time she was thinking on him and didn't have him.
Well, that has a convincing spirit because he didn't
want
to
know. It's not because he didn't call me a speaker.
Okay, well, I'm saying I don't have to convince that part because, you know, Martin was out of bed and Martin wasn't taking insulin or anything like that, you know. And, you know, like, we used to talk about it like every day. And I said, Mom, you still don't take any insulin? She said, no. So what did they, when they took, when they gave me autopsy for when she died, it was a lot of heart failure and high blood pressure. And then when I was young and I was both like over 8, and we continuously ate all the time, you know. Mom was pretty sick at the doctor and she didn't stay, she wasn't going to see the doctor that morning. She refused to go to the hospital, which, like, I didn't tell anyone, you know. You know, like, you know how friends are when you see your friends, you see, well, don't tell this, you know. And you keep it a secret, you know.
Yeah, she stopped taking it.
Why did you encourage her to go to the doctor, since that has always have been our policy,
yeah.
is that our people who associate themselves or whatever.
She said, she said it's going away.
How would she know whether it's going away unless she went to the doctor?
I don't know. She just stopped taking it.
You accepted that, Carrie, that it went away
She said she would cure though. I mean, she knew what was going to use it. She didn't take that shot, like in the next day, or that night she come in, she would just be sleeping tired. So she was acting normally like it was cured, but now later just was resting. Now I don't understand.
Did you encourage her to go to the doctor when she...
Yeah, tell her to go to the You know, she tell me.
Do you recall that
she knows, she goes, sometimes she goes to the doctor, yeah, sometimes she know I didn't go, so I know when she went to the doctor.
Do you recall that it's always been our policy to encourage everyone to go to the doctor and have at least a checkup every 6 months?
Well, see, to me that's no tolerance. If you're over 21 years old, you should automatically go to the doctor yourself.
I know, but I'm referring back to the statement you said. When you said that she was thinking on him and it didn't do her any good, it's the essence of what you said. Do you believe that?
Sure, I believe it.
What do you believe about that?
I believe whenever, if she was sick or whatever she had, supposed to be cured of it.
Whoever said she was cured of it?
Well, she said cured of it, or even got rid of life.
The doctor said that, so you're not telling me what the doctor said.
No, I didn't know what the doctor said either.
You should have encouraged her to...
You know how it is. I don't tell me.
Over 200 to 200 at night. I was about 2 weeks ago at 200.
I took him back on Monday night, where she died.
Okay, what happened then?
She took him to the hospital, examined, the x-rays, And so we're not living together. We're good. But in the meantime, the nurse, the doctor had put me in to put him in the hospital that night.
What happened? Why didn't she stay?
I don't know. She didn't stay. Did she tell you that?
No.
But she didn't tell me.
She didn't stay. She didn't want to stay. She was, she did, that day before that she came home that sick that night. What she did, she stopped at some drugstore and had to sell. What she did, she stopped at some drugstore and asked the pharmacist, do you know anything that could help her? Because she was having these problems. She knew she was having problems with her high blood pressure. She was having some problems with her heart, you know. And she, I don't know what he gave her. He didn't give her something. It wasn't a prescription. That wasn't a prescription. She didn't get a prescription until later on that night.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
so I don't know where it was. I didn't get a chance to see it. I don't know if she told me, but where it was, I didn't see it.
Did she tell you about it there? That she had stopped by the drugstore and got some medication that wasn't prescription?
No, I don't think she stopped at the drugstore and made it.
That was after she got the prescription. I'm talking about that day before we finally went home. Before she came home, you know. She went to the drugstore and got something, but I didn't see what it was.
Oh, she went to the drugstore?
No, I'm talking about before this happened, before she went to the doctor and got the prescription.
Oh.
She went to some jogger to was telling him about his problem, and he gave her some type of medication. But I don't even know what it was.
Oh, you start to have it here all the time.
Okay, so that's your issue. You've already stated your feeling. You no longer have any faith in what you believed in and what at one time you had professed to believe in yourself. Is that what you're saying now? I'm just asking. I don't know. I put it like this. Everything in the Bible I don't believe. Some things I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe some things Jim says, some things I don't believe.
What part of what Jim says you don't believe in? Yeah, I know you can tell me because we've been knowing each other for 15 years.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to say what I'm saying. I understand. Be honest. Yeah, I'm saying, because I know I've been on you a long time. Yeah. Anyway, some things that he can do, some things he can't do. What is it that you feel that he can do and what you feel that he can't do? What if he would, I mean, if I could put it in the way that something would happen to me. Well, that's just my feeling, because it never happened to me. Maybe you want to do anything to make me feel it different. I've seen it, but I haven't felt it. Put it that way. Maybe you can say it different, but I can't say it the same way as you can. The only thing I can say is what I feel.
And what is that?
I feel like if something was really like broken or something, I don't mean he could straighten it. Now that's my feeling. Now.
Oh, yeah.
Any other problems that you feel about, you know, any other way you feel about him, or anything like that? Yeah, well, now, like, he talks about the Bible Church, right? Well, that's just why he's going to talk about it. I don't care. But I said he should be more broad-minded about when he does talk about the Bible Church, because it's all one thing. Now, just like she was going to El Beth, you know?
Yeah.
I did too.
Less than many years ago.
Yeah. Now, El Beth, good doctor. Well, I'm thinking about all them things involved. Schools or religious people's temple. But they did it in different ways. The memory was taking the body from one state to another. They borrowed a donation. Now, we didn't ask for it, but that was my ask because it didn't help.
When you say donations,
well, the sheriff didn't spend one penny yet.
When you say donations, you're talking about money.
Money,
right?
That's right, money.
Okay.
You want to take money from him and take money to buy food. Mm-hmm. You should be thinking about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so otherwise, you know, you can't have the dead, but you can't have the living.
Okay. I'll say you're right, you can't help the dead, but you can help the living. And I feel like the living should help the living.
Right.
Okay. Is my understanding that, like, even on her job, that she had a very large insurance policy, right?
No.
She didn't?
Not
$8,000.
$8,000 is my understanding.
Yeah.
She was a beneficiary of $8,000 policy on her job.
For sure.
I'm asking you, who was the beneficiary of that?
I'm trying to ask you, wasn't it not other insurance policies that you got right away that needed right away?
If people are in need, you help them.
Sure.
But with that type of insurance, which y'all had talked to Margaret quite often, and you know, we had been very close associates for many years, and she told me about all the insurance that she had, and she had told me that she did not want elaborate funeral or anything like that. She wanted to be put away the best economical way as possible, and that hadn't been that long ago.
So with the
money that was came from the insurance policies that she already had, which who's the
beneficiary? What kind of insurance policy monetary she had anyway?
Well, she told me she had a number of insurance policies.
But that is being good. See, I'm just here. All the insurance money that she only had gone was worth anything.
What was that worth?
About
$750, the one that I saw. The others were sick and accident after I read over them.
Yeah.
And the $8,000 is, I think, higher is the
beneficiary
for that.
Well, you don't get that money. I'm talking about some cash. You know, I'm not speaking about I'm not going to wait another month or two to get that. I'm talking about now when you need it.
Are you hungry now, Carol?
Who?
You.
Yes, I'm home.
You're home right this minute?
Yeah.
You need food right now?
No, I don't need no food.
Well, you're not home?
I'm hungry for money.
You said she wanted a picture.
Yeah, I want the big, you know, picture we went with Marie and Lamar and Margaret and you. And that's a wedding picture of Marie and her husband. Oh, and her husband. It's in that drawer right there. It should be in there. Maybe I should do that. To get the membership card and such. Yeah, you remember the membership card? Where's the membership card? Maybe, you know, I should prepare that card myself.
Yeah,
so.
What
membership
card?
Margaret's. I should
prepare
that.
Put it somewhere.
It was in the bedroom. Not in the big book here.
I was cleaning up, getting all the papers and things together. I think I put them about somewhere.
Okay, Carol, I don't want to have you just, you know, looking for a picture. I'm more concerned with your feelings now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And one of your feelings is that you didn't like the idea, or about
you're not receiving any money from... No, I'm not worried about it. For the office, you know, you will.
Did you receive a telephone call to state to you that if there's anything that we could do for you, let us know? Did you receive a telephone call? You told me yourself that. You told me that night when I came over, you received a call that morning stating that whatever we could do for you, we would do, but you didn't respond to that. And I came over that night and was offered the same thing to you, and you said it was nothing that you wanted or needed.
No,
You walk by your own car, you didn't recognize you, huh?
Why don't you throw me out of my own car? Throw him out!
I think Carrie had mentioned about the earrings and the wedding band or something like that.
A wedding.
I'm kind of concerned about that.
Yeah, a wedding.
I'm concerned about it too.
And some diamond earrings she gave the church. But the diamond ring that she gave the church, when she had two for a diamond ring for Jane, and I bought her one. But I can find out she didn't give the one to her. She gave the one that I bought her. You know, and I asked her about it, and she told him about it. She gave the ring I bought her to the church and kept the one that she had when she first got married. And I was upset about it.
When was this discussed?
About before Christmas.
You didn't say anything about it at that time, even though she
had,
you know, whatever.
Well,
but
she
mentioned
saying
something about it. No, I mean, at Christmas she was still with him.
I know it.
But you didn't say anything about it at that time.
Well, why didn't you give the ring that he bought you, he had before, and then kept the one that I gave you? She's going to tell me something about, you know, that was down. I don't know what that is,
but,
you know.
And what are your feelings about that at this time, Karen?
Well, what is the church going to do with them anyway?
What do you mean?
It's
something of donated, therefore it's just given. Yeah, you don't ask for those types of things back. At least I wouldn't think that you would.
Well, I said if I could get it, I would ask for it back. I could use it too.
Why didn't you ask Margaret to get it back for you, if you felt that way about it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been the wisest thing to do?
Well, I did.
The sweetest thing to do.
I mentioned it to her a couple of times. It didn't do it anyway.
Are you what are you saying now? Are you asking for them back now, or just what are you saying?
I said, just forgive them. You know, I thought about it. The only thing I do is tell them anyway.
Can't just forget it?
Yeah. Church can have it.
Church can have it.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Repeat it to me again, not because I can hear it.
Well, you got something for people to say?
No, I don't want to hear it good with my ears. Let me hear it again.
No, the church can have it.
Okay. Then you have no feelings about What has been given and donated is to remain, and you are satisfied with that decision on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That is your decision, that it is now. You have no problem with that.
That's settled.
It's settled.
Yeah, settled for real.
You, Gary Bass, is now settled with whatever that your deceased wife had given
to the church. Yeah.
To the church.
Yeah.
You agree upon that at this time?
Yeah,
I want you to see me on the street 6 months from now. Remind me that
I heard our wedding name. Yeah. Got a bone thing in
you. I know you.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not going to say anything. Oh, you think I'm going to make it back in Norway?
No, I don't mean that. No. I mean, I just know you have a memory for, you know, maybe 6 months from now, you'll see me on the streets and you say, hey, what about, you know, God wants to know, you know, if it's very settled.
Yeah, even when I see you, I might say, oh, how do you have it on?
Okay,
no,
you're satisfied.
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
You know, I'm satisfied.
Well, I just had something I had to get it out anyway,
folks. I'm glad you did. Do you feel better now?
Yeah, I feel better.
Well, I'm glad that I'm glad.
That's good to hear.
I'm glad you got it out too, because I was really concerned about him, because he jumped all over when I called him, you know. He jumped all over me, you know.
What did he say?
Just the same thing that he just finished saying, you know. About the rain.
Exactly the same thing?
Yeah. So I'm glad he got it out, you know, like, I just, you know.
Gary, did you say
but
that?
I didn't know what to think, you know.
Tell me, what did you say to
the Lord? I was just asking her, Lord. I was sitting, you know, I asked her something, and she keeps saying, what was she going to ever tell me, so I just kept on talking, that's all.
Oh,
no, I'd ask something, but she never would. No, I don't know if she had the answer or wouldn't give it to her, but she just kept us in the room. And meantime, she never gave my answer, I just kept on talking. And I guess I was trying to let her know I had something in there, I just wanted to get it off my chest. Mm-hmm. It's off my chest.
Well, you know, I can understand by getting things off your chest, because you know, there are many times that people have things on their chest that they want to give off, and they, you know, get off, and they have people that they trust and feel close to, as you stated, that Margaret had felt close to, and she had things on her chest, you know, that she got off her chest before she passed, and I just wanted you to know that. Some of it concerned you. I just wanted you to know that. But it's neither here nor there now, as long as you're satisfied.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, no hard feelings?
No, no. I didn't have no hard feelings. No,
you still feel,
you
do you still feel the same way about the pastor of the church?
Well, I don't even know what. I just feel that he has his thing to do and I have mine, that's all.
Oh, I see.
The same, like, otherwise, I just want to be away from everything. Just, I want to tear my mind for myself and be happy, that's all. You know, I know how to be that way, with a smile every day. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to need. You know. Something that, what's all to put in the words? Something that I feel free now, you know. Mm-hmm. Free as all.
But everything is over.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it.
You didn't bug me. I just was concerned. I said, you know, you know.
What?
I didn't know, you know, what your problem was, you know. I mean, it was just that I was concerned about you.
It was a problem. It's not a problem anymore.
How did you feel about it when you were talking to the Lord? Were you upset, angry at the time?
No.
You
no.
Seem pretty calm now.
No, I wasn't angry. I just had something to say, that's all. You know, something that I guess in a way that I wanted to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good.
I'm over that.
It's good you got to talk about it, because talking sometimes seems better than writing a letter and waiting for a response.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Like, so many people build up their hostilities or whatever and send them letters. That's one of the things that she always did. She always, you know, write in these letters with problems with different people. And, of course, no one would be personally against you of what she'd say in a letter or something like that, but it's so much better to talk.
You don't take mom because she never did a first.
You was about 3 more minutes and we need to. Okay, there.
Oh, we got the first down. You want to take it in? Okay, then that's enough.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm going to see if this gets out.
Oh, okay. This young lady here, don't you? No one took personally anything that was, you know, I told you that she had written a lot of letters about her life before she passed, and some of the things that was in there was about you, and no one took it personally, you know, and held anything against you or anything like that, because, you know, people, everybody has to get something off their chest, and, you know, here and now, so she did write some letters. And say a few things. I just want you to know that. But we don't have any feelings about that at all.
Well, you know, it wouldn't make a difference to me, because I can't hear what happened.
You know how people do when they feel depressed and they'll write a letter and maybe they're upset, you know, and they write some things about the person that they're close to at the time because they can't communicate with them. You know, it could be...
everybody has problems with everybody.
All we had to do was stop and think. We probably couldn't communicate with them. With yourself.
That's just why nobody ever brought that up to you. You know, you spoke what you felt, which is good, and he said the uplift to you.
Well, you know, I feel it. If you go ahead and tell the truth, you feel better, because if you lie about somebody and they're trying to show you feeling or not, you all don't have to tell a bigger one. You keep on
thing,
I feel nervous
people
in the world.
One last thing I want to know, do you agree upon that, you
know,
you have seen this car several times, and you have seen this car numerous of people when they really need help? Is that true?
Sure.
You
mean
that?
But look, everything else is marvelous. I'm going to see what I'm going to say.
A money hungry person that admits that that's real honesty. So you'd do anything to get your little money, right?
Because I want it for a reason.
Well,
I wasn't for one reason.
And what was that?
The business that I have. It's been on my mind for years now, you know. To do that, then I have to, it's something that I have to do. But it's not so much the money. Money, what value does money have? Only one thing. You get what you want.
Because all that's gone, and you say everything is settled, so then there's no problem with
that. No, there's no problem.
And you would not ask for
any
money.
And I don't have
any rings or anything now, with all this is settled.
Is
that right?
No.
Okay.
Settled.
I thought you said.
I don't know. I don't need nothing.
Okay.
Everything I need, I have it. Everything I don't have, I'm going to get it.
I don't want to get this thing
much
later. You know,
I may
run into you.
No, I just got to do it. I'm not going to say it.
Okay, I'm just curious. I got one last question to ask you. I'm just curious, when this money does come in, or how much of it will you be getting?
Well, I don't know yet, because I got some figures down. I got to add some, I got to subtract some, I got to cut it up, it's going to be cut up some different ways until I can tell you.
Oh, you know, I was really thinking that you would have got a big share of it since you had been so good,
in
the party that it was the beneficiary. You know, over the years, you was really stood behind them. and I would feel that, you know, that they would be extremely kind to you for repaying you for some of the kindness that you have done to them. Would you think so?
Yeah, that won't be no problem.
You don't think it'd be, I hope not, because you really was good, I mean, knowing you for so long, and I know you've been very good to Clara, and I do
it's not going to be no problem. Now. But if it do, it's going to be a war, that's all.
A war?
Yeah.
Oh, and you think you get half of it, or, you know?
All of it.
Oh, you think she'll give you all of it?
Well, I said it's normally going to be a war.
Oh, I see. Well, I won't.
Then again, I'm not saying with that no way.
You okay.
Did you go down and get another paycheck yet? Did you get the paycheck yet? Because the paycheck now can be released to you.
Yeah. I know it went out.
Huh?
The lady told me to call her. So we called her last week. I didn't call her. I thought, I'm going to call her tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
It's for 60 days or something. I don't know how many days it is, but it must be a piece of paper after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
after a while it won't be any good.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's not with,
Yeah. Well, I'm going to check that tomorrow.
Okay.
But anyway, let's see how the lady down to the old EOE school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She said she's going to send me a paper. I have that idea.
You have to call her.
Pick up one
of the kiddos on the chair. You have to call her.
Yeah.
So she'll, you know, you can remind her of it.
Hello? Hi. Yeah, I'll call you back or something else. Yeah. Huh? Well, somewhere else was in the kitchen, I guess it must have knocked it off the hook. I called you back. I told you I'll come. Yeah.
Something there, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lift.
Okay,
no.
Jerry, I'm glad you got off your chest because one main thing, you know me, I've always spoke to you, been honest with you over the years, and I certainly would not want to see you later on having threatened or anything.
No, I'm not going to threaten about it. I'm not violent anymore.
Okay. I would not want you to threaten me. I wouldn't want you to threaten the church in any way. You know, that wouldn't, you know, that kind of thing.
What do you have to do with them?
I don't know. You know, people who go out to blackmail, and I you know,
blackmail,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't gain this by it, no way.
I'm getting lies.
What is my life among many, many people? No.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know you have. I know you have after all these years. I know you have. But I know, like, you know, you may have changed, you know, quite a bit from the last years. You know, I haven't been around you these last few years like I was before.
You grew up a little.
Yeah, but you know, you used to threaten quite a bit, you know, when you get upset. So I just want to know now, there will be no threats from you. Is that right? For me,
Well, that was with alcohol.
Church or anything. You wouldn't threaten the church or anything, would you?
Because, you know, the push comes to shove, you know, we're all in the same basket, you know, we're going to be pulling together.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things. I like to clear the air because, you know, I'm an association for so many years. And I just want to make sure that your mind is at ease.
Well, I hope nobody gets that crazy idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. You just said if you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I said the first thing you do would be looking at me.
Oh, well. Oh, you mean you hope nobody else would try to do that?
Yeah.
If they did, well, you know. You understand if they did.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, that's why I was really, you know, concerned with about, you know, because you didn't sound like caring.
Oh,
you know,
yeah?
To me, you know.
I just woke up, and you just woke up too, I guess.
You were getting ready to leave.
Yeah, I was.
So, I thought maybe he had gotten, you know.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
she's like Martin, he's an excited.
Look at me, don't you know if I was doing that with her, he's in the land because I'm real not talking.
I thought it was because I knew he would walk through the door there, you know.